Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. With the Scripture and the Sense podcast, with episode number 666, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it or the understanding of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. And this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the church, it is my prayer, would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing in Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ preached the gospel first and best when he said the most wonderful words ever said on this earth in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And dear friend, God loves you. He loves you so much he sent his only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross for your sins as the sacrificial Lamb of God who paid your sin debt and took away the sins of the world, including yours. He was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. And all you have to do is believe in him. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, whosoever believeth means to trust in, to rely on, to have faith in. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, if you believe in Jesus Christ, Gentile or Jew, the Bible says you should not perish. That means you should avoid going to hell. You will avoid going to hell and you get to go to heaven by simply believing in the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ. So believe in him right now, right where you are. Trust him as your Savior. Have faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Acts, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." That's it. Jesus didn't say anything about you need to be in a certain church or you need to be in church at all. Jesus Christ didn't say anything about you need to get baptized first or to give money to the church or to sing in the choir or to serve in the church or to shake the preacher's hand or to raise your right hand or to walk down an aisle. All you have to do right now is believe in Jesus Christ right where you are. Right where you are. You may be in Germany. You may be in Luxembourg. You may be in Kenya. You may be in Norway. You may be in Nigeria. You may be in China. And we minister to people every day across this country and around the globe in all of these countries. You can't join, you should not be in any church right now, and you can't join a church right now, and you can't join our church right now. But you can get saved. It's not about church membership. It's not about baptism. It's about believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that right now. Even though I was raised in the church by a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal mother, I almost died and went to hell until I heard what I just told you. You are a sinner. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes the Pope, for real, the Dalai Lama, Joel Osteen. Everybody is a wicked sinner. Everybody is a wicked sinner. That includes you and me. That includes President Trump. That includes Joe Biden. That includes Barack Obama. We all have sinned against God. We're all guilty before God. Nobody's better than anybody. It includes red, yellow, black, and white. We're all, however precious, in His sight. And so, dear friend, understand that because of our sin and disobedience, there's a punishment for it. For the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. Our bodies go to the grave. We die spiritually. Our souls go to hell to spend eternity in torments. If we don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that brings us back to John 3:16, doesn't it? What Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, that's perish in hell, but have everlasting life. That means you get to go to heaven to be with God in Jesus Christ. And so, dear friend, if you're willing to believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, pray with me the sinner's prayer, even at this point in this service. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, as your holy word just pointed out to me. I admit that I have told lies before. I admit that I have stolen things before that don't belong to me, regardless of the value. I admit that I have lusted in my heart and in my mind after people, and things. I admit that I have dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my parents at times. I admit that I have dishonored you, Holy Father God, by taking your name in vain. I admit that I am a sinner and that I've done evil in your sight. I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross as the Lamb of God for my sins. That he was buried and rose by the power of God. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. And help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3. Holy Father God, give us understanding of your holy word. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, your unction, and your anointing. And help us to understand your holy word and to obey it and to live by it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. Sin was abounding, and God seemed both indifferent and idle. Habakkuk put the blame on God with his penetrating question, "Why do you make me look at injustice?" And then he asked an even greater question, "Why do you tolerate wrong?" God caused Habakkuk to witness injustice, but he himself also tolerated the very same wrong. It is bad enough that a weak sinner should have to behold wickedness, but to have a righteous God see the evil and do nothing about it seemed beyond comprehension to Habakkuk. The picture was bleak indeed. Destruction and violence were coupled with strife and conflict. Destruction and violence frequently appear together. Habakkuk described the scene well. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Help us to understand it even more and even deeper, and help us to love it more, cherish it more, apply it to our lives, obey it, and share it with others, and to proclaim your gospel from your holy word, as you gave me the liberty to just do. And we pray that millions would hear the gospel and be saved. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening, because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he said these words to you before he left here. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved." Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six.